Welcome to the Careers for Kids podcast, where kids learn careers. This is Maxwell Valencia, and Henry's unfortunately not here, but it's okay though. And today we have Taryn Evans, a career coach. Hello, Miss Evans. Thank you so much for spending your time to be on Careers for Kids. We hope we have a great interview now. Let's get started.
Let's get started.
Yeah. Now, the first question is, tell us what you currently do right now.
I am a career coach for the Westport Library. That is my title.
That's really interesting. So what does a career coach do?
So a career coach assists people or the population, whoever they're serving, and career support. So that can be finding a job. It can be transitioning into another job, from a job to another job. It can be helping them to build a resume, which is something that displays all of their work experience. Helping them to find jobs that are available, so connecting them with jobs that are open and available in the community, and helping them prepare for interviews and helping them to work successfully. So it's a little bit of everything.
Yeah, that kind of sounds like us, because we're interviewing people and we're talking about careers.
Yeah. So we do some of that too. So you should probably come in and help us one day.
And how'd you get to the position as a career coach?
Well, I've worked in the field for a while now. I started off as a job coach years ago, and it was a job that I had when I was in school, and I absolutely loved it. And so what I would do as a job coach, I would work in the community with a population, and I would make sure that they had all of the job supports that they needed and supports that they needed in place for them to be able to work successfully. And I said, you know what? Oh my God, I love this. I want to continue to do it. And so I just took off from there. So I transitioned, but I stayed in the career services field for sure.
Oh, that's really interesting how you got to that position. I like it.
Yeah.
And what part of being a career coach do you enjoy the most and dislike the most?
I would say I love helping people. And so in any way that I can assist or be a resource to someone, that's my favorite part. So whether it's assisting with a resume, connecting them with a job lead or to a job, as long as I'm helping someone, I love that aspect of it.
Mm, I like how you help people. It's really nice.
Yeah.
And what would you say not enjoy the most? Like, it's a little bit upsetting.
I would say for me right now, it's not actually my position here. It's actually the job market. I don't like the job market right now. And so for me, if I can change that, I would. And I don't like it that much. So it's hard. You know, it's hard to do what I do and connect people with resources and jobs. It's definitely a barrier when the job market is not where we need it to be and there aren't a lot of opportunities.
Yeah. You've talked about this before, but was this the dream job you imagined yourself when you were a kid?
I will say I am in the field of what I have always dreamed of doing. So I've always dreamed of helping people. So I would say yes.
That's...
I always wanted a position in which I can help someone and, you know, gain fulfillment in my position. And I do that here for sure.
That's nice. I love how you like to help lots of people. It's really nice.
Yeah, it's good. We need people to help other people. That's how we make the world go round.
Yeah. Your job is just not about you. It's about you making some income. Usually not about that. But there's another type of job where you're supposed to help people.
Mm-hmm.
That's
absolutely
it. When you were young, who were your main idols?
When I was young, I definitely idolized Oprah Winfrey because I have always loved how confident she was, and she had her own talk show, which is actually that has been my dream job, is to have a talk show. But she's been able to accomplish that and so much more very confidently, and she's been able to help so many people. So she's definitely been my idol.
I've heard about how you want to help people, but specifically, why did you pick this job, and what made you do this?
I would say because I am always looking for opportunities to grow and to learn new things. And I think that this job, it puts me in a position where I have to grow and I have to learn new things because things are changing every single day in the job market, job trends, and, just staying current on resources that are available that I need to know in order for me to help others. So this position definitely puts me in a place where I have to continue to learn and I have to continue to grow. And that's why I applied, because I was up for the challenge.
Yeah, it's good always to grow, always to learn new things. It's always nice to do that, especially if you're at a young age.
Mm-hmm. Yes, absolutely. Yeah, meeting new people. You can never go wrong with meeting new people, growing your network. And yeah.
And out of your entire career, what was the biggest highlight?
Out of my entire career, what was my biggest highlight? I would say my biggest highlight in my entire career would be in my previous position. I worked as an employment specialist, and I was recognized in my last position because I had the highest percentage of clients on my caseload that were employed. So everyone was employed on my caseload, I think, except for two people. So it was a very high number. And I remember at that point in my career, I worked very hard. I spent a lot of time in the community, and I spent a lot of time on preparing my clients for positions and creating opportunities for them. And so I was very happy when I was recognized for that at work.
Really cool. It's a really big highlight. And what are the biggest challenges that you think can be solved by our generation that you would want us to solve for you?
I would repeat the question, please, Maxwell.
Yep. What are the biggest challenges that you think can be solved by our generation that you would want us to solve for you?
I think that your generation, can benefit us if you guys dream big.
Yeah.
And when I say dream big, whatever it is that you guys set your mind to do, do it. And don't wait until you're younger. Don't wait until you're older. If there's something that you want to do and you have an idea or whatever it is, you stay focused on that, and that will help us, because you guys will be creating more opportunities. But then you guys will also be inspiring, others to dream big,
Yeah.
So there's no, people say the sky's the limit. You go above the sky. Just keep going.
I know. And that's like a challenge. It's kind of a little bit of a challenge. It's a nice way to say it. So let's say someone wants to be a career coach or help people. What would you tell him or her?
I would tell them to explore the career space now. Stay updated and educate yourself on career trends. Look for opportunities where you can mentor or volunteer just to see if you like it. See if it's a space that you wanna be in. And just to get out there, there are a lot of information on the internet, but here at your local library, there's free workshops. And so I think that anyone who wants to get into this space as a career coach, start now.
Yeah. Always get a good start. It's always good.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, enjoy like being a child. That's
yes.
And what is your main life advice for kids listening to this podcast?
I would, in addition to dreaming big and staying focused on accomplishing your goals, is to... I think I will also add to that, and I would say you are, and this is from a presentation last week at our networking group, is to remind yourselves that you are capable, that whatever it is that you want to do, if you can think it, you can do it, and to not be so hard on yourself. And be good to yourself, because in order for you to be great at something, you have to be good to yourself, and you have to feel great in order for you to produce something great, right? And so I think we think that we have to work so hard, and we work so hard, but we forget to take care of ourselves. So if anything, I would say, take care of yourself, work hard. Take care of yourself, and give yourself the best, so that way you can do your best work.
Thank you so much, Tareen, for allowing us to interview you. I'm sure more kids will be inspired by this interview.
No problem. Thank you so much for having me.
No problem. And to whoever is listening, thanks for listening to the Careers for Kids podcast. We hope you enjoyed the episode, and we'll see you in the next episode. Bye.
Bye-bye.